Hola mi gente, and welcome back to another episode of Sazón Talk.
Whoop, whoop. How are you guys? What have you been up to? Fast forward, thank you guys that have listened to episode 25, which was the Never Have I Ever episode. And then episode 26, which is about what's your preference, what's your age limit. But thank you guys so much for joining us. This episode is about boundaries. How do we keep them? How do we create them? What do they look like after post, during, post relationships, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
I was trying to find a really interesting way to introduce the topic. I was just like,
yeah,
girl.
I mean, like I, we were texting, like, I think we've done a boundaries episode, but this one is different in the sense of, you know, you're in a relationship and I'm not in a relationship.
The roles have reversed, ladies and gentlemen. I don't, listen, I tell people all the time, I look at all of my friends, like my inner circle, like Jericho, and I'm like, how the fuck am I the only one that's not single? The fuck is going on here? Of all people. Which is wild, because yeah, we just got 1 year in, 365 mm-hmm. days. Which is an accomplishment. It's probably the second longest commitment I've ever done within the last 5 years. So clap, clap, bravo. Outside of the podcast. The podcast is like, you know how like they say Raw is like the longest episodic TV yeah. show? Job and Taste Podcast is the longest commitment I've had.
The longest relationship you've had.
Yeah, in a long time. Long, long time. But yeah, you know, the roles are reversed, but once again, still things that go on that still, I think, both affect us as individuals. And also, too, just from the past, too, because I didn't think about it until actually just now when we were talking about it in pre-production, how we wanted to talk about the topic. I thought about it and I said, I went through the same thing because I went to college. With an ex.
Okay.
So like he actually entered himself into my group of friends at college, and then we all became friends. And then also too, like, you know, his set of friends from the block and from the hood, and you know, we became close and cool. So like it's always that weird, whose side are you on?
Yeah.
It's weird, and it happens, and you don't. You really
and when
don't
you're a
want
person
decide.
Like me, you kind of feel like, you know. I know I put myself in a lot of situations, and because you know this brain of mine doesn't always fully function like a normal person.
It is no such thing as normal.
No,
I'm here to tell you.
I have a shirt that says "Me Weird Always," because that's definitely me. Because I would be boring if I was normal.
There is no such thing as normal, though.
But I felt that it was important to talk.
Okay.
Because it does happen, not only in our friendships, but I'm pretty sure in other relationships too, where, you know, you are in a relationship and, you know, your friends become their friends. And it's just kind of like, okay, we're not together anymore. So do I talk to this person? Do I stay friends in this group? Because my whole thing was just like, and I told you this earlier, that I didn't know if I wanted to be part of the circle anymore.
Correct. So, well, for all intents and purposes, we'll call them the inner circle. Because
yes.
It's like, all of us, we have our own chat. We do mm-hmm. things together. So we're just going to label it the inner circle.
The
so
inner
that
circle.
It's just easier for the ears and for understanding the level of like friendship and all that jazz. So
yes. So, but yeah, like I said, like I just felt like everybody was just his side.
On one side.
His side, you know,
which
I'm just.
Ain't the truth.
I was just, I was an additional because, you know, he was part of the inner circle already. And then I kind of got added to it. So I was just like the extra seasoning. But then after a while, it's just like, oh, I should add too much of this season type of thing.
No, you can't take away the seasoning because then it's bland. Duh.
Well, you know, when you put too much salt, the sal es salado. So
you just add some gravy to it and just balance it out. You just have to end up, and I think that
you can't add gravy to rice like that. So if you do too much, it's too much. No, that's allowed. That's
no. It. There's a way though to make something not as salty though. You can add something, but no, I say that in terms of finding a balance because that's essentially what it is. It's you finding a balance between friends and relationships and how and when they make sense for everyone involved. Because that was your question, because you were just like, well, how does it work for you and Mikey? And it was just, and when I thought about it, to be honest, I outnumber friends in the friends department than he does.
Right.
By far.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's very, his inner circle is like probably the number of fingers I have on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, you know, and I think also too, his age plays a part in it because he's older. Even though he looks black don't crack, but he is older.
Mm-hmm.
So he just doesn't like the older. They always say that saying: the older you get, the smaller your circle gets, type of thing. So yeah, he doesn't even really like people to begin with. So that was always my hesitant actually introducing him to the inner circle. But more or less, the inner circle for me is like family. So like, as people, you know, that you go through in life and you're like, I want you to meet my mom. I want you to meet my dad. I want you to meet my family. For me, the test is I want you to meet the inner circle. Because if you can survive all these niggas, then you can survive. you could do well. Yeah. And I think that was the same token for you. It's just like if everybody's welcoming and everybody is here, then, you know, you're just as a part of us than the original member of that inner circle part. But what are some boundaries you feel like could have been in place post the breakup?
I don't want to give too much because I promised I wasn't gonna give too much information of certain things, but I felt like things happened very fast.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like the timing wasn't right.
The timing was around all y'all niggas' birthdays.
So yeah, so that's why I was just like, the timing wasn't.
Everybody that knows.
So, because of course, after celebrations were over, we needed some space.
Mm-hmm.
We're very good friends now. We talk and we respect each other's space and each other's boundaries. I'm not gonna overstep him, he's not gonna overstep me. And as you know, people who have been to the bar have noticed that I don't really go to the bar as often. And it's just kind of, you know, people are used to seeing us together.
Right. But now they gotta deal with
it. We have to remember, because for people that don't know, Jay and I have been friends since high school.
Yeah.
So we're trying to find, how can we just be friends again without being the way that we were for such a long time?
Which takes time.
Yes. So that's why I give my space, because I don't want him to feel like he can't go to the bar. You understand what I mean?
But
don't get me wrong. I love wrestling, but I know he loves wrestling more. You understand? And so, like, he knows more of it. I just kind of be like, okay. Like, I watch it, I understand it, because I've been watching more often. I've been watching NXT more, I've been watching AEW more. So I'm just like, oh, okay, I get it. And but even, like, now that AEW is new to me, I just don't know certain people's names, too.
Yeah.
So, like, when I'm talking to my friends about wrestling, because I do have other friends that watch wrestling, too.
I'm sitting here like, where they at? Because they ain't been to the mall.
Yeah, like, my cousin.
Oh,
and my cousins come to the bar. So, like, I'll talk to my cousin. I'll talk to my brother about it. My brother doesn't do bars. He's not a drinker. Even though he knows he can just go. But it's just a family history thing that he doesn't want to fall that line.
Yeah, no, my mom's actually the same way.
Yeah.
So, I get it.
So, but, like, you know, like, talk to my brother and stuff like that. And so, they kind of give me information. And even, like, Jay was saying, you know, listen to the Jabba Tears podcast, because you'll learn.
Thank you,
I've actually learned. I've learned a lot, like, listening to you guys, too.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad somebody does, because, girl, I'm the worst. I don't listen to anything. Like, just
I
have a cord, and then I'll be like, all right, bye.
So there was somebody like, when I can remember,
I'm like, what?
I haven't listened to podcasts in a while, But I'm going to get back into it because I also feel like it's going to help with our topics. I listen to other podcasts that I'm not going to say their name because we got to support each other. If you say our name, then I'll say your name. But whatever. But yeah, like, so, you know, I left the bar stuff because of him. Like, I wanted him to feel comfortable that he can go there. But don't get me wrong, I will pop up eventually. I do my, you know, my show ups randomly. Uh-huh. But also, it's also hard because some days I'm working. So, not that it works out, but it works out. You know what I mean?
Listen, so, I'm a firm believer of what God won't put you in a position that you can't get through or that you don't. That won't make you uncomfortable.
Yes.
Like, so I say that because when me and my ex from college, which right now we're cool. Like, we will DM memes and videos and like we like because it's important just in any relationship to have that friendship foundation because that actually is kind of the saving grace in certain breakups and certain times where, you know, you can break up with somebody and if y'all not really was friends like that in the beginning, it's no real loss outside of the relationship. But, like, you didn't lose. Like, I always said when me and my ex from college broke up, I said I lost my best friend and I lost my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And to have both, it was like to lose both was a double whammy.
Yeah, because even, like, you know, there's times that, like, you know, I built up a lot of stuff inside. I don't really talk. I had, not that I wanted to stop therapy, but I had a student. And so her time ended in July. And so pretty much ever since, you know, she's no longer with me, I just kept everything inside. Uh-huh. And a lot has happened since me and her have ended our session.
Right.
And so I just kept building everything in. And then every day I'm just like, oh, I can't wait for therapy to start all over again because I'm just going to lay this all on them, whoever it is. But I've already made it known, like, I don't want a student anymore because I just created such a bond with her that I started crying when it was, like, our end. And oh, she cried,
you
too.
You got separation issues, girl. But no, I say that in going back to God won't put you in certain positions that he know you can't go through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mysteriously how the world works. So once again, me and my ex broke up from college. And that summer, summer had came. I was out here in these streets like nothing. But I still was like super sad and super just like, I was so lost. I'm not like, I'm not going to hold you. I was lost. Because that had been, you know, that had been my leaning stone for, like, 6 years. Like, that was all, like, he was all that I knew.
Right.
So, fast forward, summertime, Labor Day weekend, made in America. I love this story because it actually, that day proved to me God works.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we moved on, and it is what it is. I haven't talked to him, seen him, none of that. So, I was just like, and, you know, we live in the same city. And New York City is small, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody knows somebody. So nice. I went to Made in America with one of my good friends from college. We went for the weekend to Philly. And it was the year Beyonce had a headline because we were just like, yo, we got to go see B. So we went down and literally, because that was the summer after we all graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Literally every person we bumped into from college was there. Literally left and right. We were just like, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? What are you doing here? Like, it was crazy. I felt like it was a St. John's fucking reunion. So literally bumped into every single person that I knew from college. And then the last day, we went to Made in America. We didn't stay for the headliner because I think Foo Fighters was night two. And we were just like, yeah, no, we're good on that. So then the next morning we left. We went back to New York. And my homegirl's on Instagram, and she sees my ex. And she sees pictures of him from Made in America. I said, oh. And she's like, yeah, he's, you know, he was there with a whole girl. I said, oh. And a part of me was like, okay, you moved on. Nice. I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, see, God works, because God didn't put you... When I tell you, I literally saw every single person I knew, I saw them, except for him. And I said, that was God's way of saying, I'm gonna protect you for this weekend, and I got you. Yeah. So you don't gotta worry about that part. So, because I had no idea he was going or he was there. Like, right. I hadn't spoken to him since we broke up. So I get the time in terms of space that's needed. Because mm-hmm. I didn't talk, like, me and him didn't have a real adult conversation until maybe 3-4 years after we broke up. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't recommend letting that too much time pass.
Yeah.
But it was necessary. You know, yeah. He had, you know, he gone through what he went through. You know, I was still trying to find myself and understand who I was. And I think, you know, and it's harder when friends are involved because... Yes. You know, with him, it was like I gained such another side of the family with his friends from either the block or from his school, from high school that he went with or things like that. And, you know, I felt like I'm not only losing him, I'm losing everybody that yeah. fucks with him. But it's up to the friends, like, you know, like to just make that clear to both individuals. Like, I'm not picking sides. Like, I'm not doing, like, I love you and I love you. And I wanted that to be an important piece to say because to this day, one of his homegirls that I met through him, like I went to her birthday party and stuff like that. Like I met through him. Like that's been one of my travel buddies within the last like 5 years. Like we've gone away without him or, you know, like him yeah, not being yeah. involved and stuff like that. Like, so it's just not like everybody looks at relationships when you end them as a divorce.
Yeah. He's taking the kids.
Yeah, like, how is the separation
I
going?
I mean, that's how it was when I went through my divorce. Uh-huh. Because, like, you know, he eventually told me, like, he felt like everybody was on my side. And in all reality, it wasn't. Like, even though because I continued to go to church at that time, uh-huh. so people saw me because me and him went to the same church. Uh-huh. But, and honestly, every time I was there, they would always ask me, where's he at? They wouldn't ask me about me. Like, some people knew what I was going through, but they would still continue to ask about him, and it was just so highly annoying. And I needed, when I left my church, I needed that separation. Because mm-hmm. they kept overpounding my boundaries because they kept asking me. And I was like, I don't want you, like, I don't live with him anymore. I don't see him. I'm not with him. Like, stop asking me about him. Mm-hmm. So going back to what I was saying about the therapy was not so, like, maybe a month ago, I was just like overload and, you know, Dre and I were texting and stuff like that. And so he was like, you know, you can always talk to me. And I was like appreciating him for that. But I had to set the boundaries because I felt like it's still new uh-huh. and I can't just pour my heart out to you because I don't want it to be a mixed signal or something.
Right.
So that's my boundary. Like, I can't, like, you know, we're really good friends, but we don't overstep each other,
which
you know?
Is important. And yeah. it's a part of like your healing process, like, in yeah. all honesty, because like I said, like, when you break up, it's a divorce, it's a death. Yeah. It's a death. And you have to kind of pick up the pieces and figure, like, you know, when you have like a 100-piece puzzle on the fucking table and you got to figure out where all these pieces go now because now the puzzle done fucking blew up in front of you. Like, yeah. that's basically, for me at least, that's how that comes off. So, but in terms of like the whole picking sides and shit, like, I just don't, like, if I fucks with you, mm-hmm. even though you... Like, for instance, for example, like, even though you were coming in as a plus one, you don't represent a plus one. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that that said, like, it's not like I can say for me because I can't speak for everybody else. I never looked at it. It's better to not look at the person as the person's plus one. Mm-hmm. Like, you are your own individual. You have your own thoughts, your own ideas, your own dreams, your own aspirations. And I think that helps with the balance, you know, in terms of even with my relationship now, because he's not one, and it's just because of how he is. He's not the buddy-buddy kind of guy. He's not. Like,
like, I could understand what you were saying about Mikey with his, because I don't have a lot of friends either. And it's just because I've just been through a lot. I think we spoke about this when we were talking about friendships and stuff like that, but I've just gone through so many things with people in general that my number of friends are probably in one hand or uh-huh. so. So I totally get it. And that's why because at one point, like, I remember when Dre and I were together, we spoke about, like, having me having friends outside of the circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was saying it's okay to go out with, you know, people that are not part of the group. And I'm just
yeah,
like,
but you be taking pictures on Instagram and shit, be like, where am I invited? The fuck? But it's important to have those. Like, yeah. If you have different sets of friends for different things, and it's okay not to mix them both. Like, right. And
like, we definitely need to do another girls' night, like me, you, and Britt. Like, me and Britt had our weekend this past Saturday.
That I didn't get invited to. Pumpkin picking and shit.
And it felt really good.
No, that's good.
Because I needed it. You know, I was. It's just been a lot that we were going, like, you know, I think we're both just going through a lot of things. And, you know, we rented a car and I drove us to New Jersey and we had such a great time.
No, yeah, she was telling me about that earlier. I was like, where the fuck was my invite?
Because we were going to invite you, but then I was like, I know she works Saturdays.
Yeah, no. That, listen, I'm working on it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm working on. No, but it's, listen, it's the same way of, like, I know, not saying there are people, but I know, like, when me and Danny go on our adventures, that people be like,
Where's my invite?
Because, you know, but once again, you have friends for certain things and different things that works. Like, for me and her, we can travel together and always have each other's back. And it'll be, like, what, in two weeks, we're going to Chicago for the weekend. Just because I wanted to go to Grits and Biscuits. Like, she was just like, well, I'm out. I was like, well, then come on in. But it's important to definitely have friends outside of your inner circle, mm-hmm. whether it's the group of friends. What's the biggest lesson you've learned post-breakup with boundaries? Or what boundary would you like to see implemented? Because that's also a thing, too. Like,
I'm going to have to say, because I've started to learn about boundaries when me and my ex separated, me and my ex-husband.
Uh-huh.
And now that I've grown a lot, I have to say that the whole separating your, like, because, like, one of the main things that him and I were talking about was that at the end of the day, we work together. We can put things on the side. And, you know, he helps me when I do cell phone sessions. And so, like, even if I was mad at him or anything, we're able to push that to the side and focus on business.
Absolutely.
Not that I've gotten, I mean, like, maybe one or two times, but, like, and he's gotten mad at me too. But, you know, like I said, we're able to push our feelings to the side and, like, say, you know, he'll talk to me about, like, hey, like, what do you want to do with some suggestions? Do you want to continue it and stuff like that? And then I kind of elaborate some, like, ideas for shirts and stuff like that. Like, we talk business, you know? So, like I'm saying, like, in our, when it's our past relationship and our business, we know how to separate them both.
And not everybody can do that.
Yeah.
But it's important to. But also just kind of sometimes keeping things separate. Like, I'm super selfish when it comes to me and mine. So I like us time. And I just think that's the best way at times to keep things balanced. Like, we have cultivated, like, our own routines and our own schedules and what we like to do together. And, you know, there's just, once again, those times where, you know, of course, he's invited to things we do with our inner circle. And, you know, everybody welcomes him with open arms and things like that. But it is important to have those boundaries. And also just as people, not make people feel like they have to choose. Like, I'm not a child. I don't want to have to choose a parent. Like, I can have both. Like, what do you mean? Like, it's like having ice cream. It's like having vanilla and chocolate. And it's like, why the fuck can't I have both?
Yeah.
You know, so... But my hope and wish, though, we can maybe do a part two. We don't have to be in studio for it, but part two. But my wish and hope is that understanding and being clear about the boundaries that that you were, not even so much, just things that you require. Like, I don't feel like talking about this, or I don't think I owe, like, you, at the end of the day, none of you guys, especially when it comes to your relationship, none of you guys owe us an explanation. None of you guys owes us in the depth detail in regards to how things went down. But just saying, like, this is what I require from my friends or from people that I consider my friends. That's okay.
Right.
So.
Bloody I else. Think. That's
the gist. Up. That's the time's up. Work and then getting here. You can get an in-depth episode. But we will owe you guys another episode, promise. But as we said, we've hit number 25. We're proud of it. We thank you guys so much for supporting us in that journey. You guys can always DM Sasson Talk on Instagram with ideas, topics, guests, people you would, may want to get on to Sess on Talk. I know I owe 2.5 bros an episode.
We were going to do our 25 with them, but
we were, but life happens and niggas can't get it together. So,
the
but
times don't work.
Maybe 30. Maybe episode 30. We'll do it in my house.
Oh, that will be good.
We'll see.
Some drinks.
A kickback. So we'll plan. We'll do something different. But once again, keep in mind of the boundaries your friends require. And it's okay to tell your friends, like, this is a requirement for me in order for us to have some type of respect and level of understanding. So be clear, be concise, and don't make your niggas shoes. Like any person, like, and that's crazy. Damn, I didn't get to talk about that. Because my ex in Chicago, he got upset when his friends...
Definitely had to do a part two.
His friends, he feels like his friends chose me and not him. And he definitely feels that way. And I had to explain to him, just real quick, I had to explain to him, like, it wasn't that I made them choose or they chose. It's just that I am who I am, and I'm very supportive. I'm very loving and caring, and if it rubs people the right way or the wrong way, it is what it is. But people get a better understanding of what a friendship requires. It requires both parties understanding and both parties being present.
Right.
And I think the friend that he was talking about realized that she needed people around her to be present for her. Not just say that I'm here, or not just, you know, listen, but being present matters mm-hmm. too. But yeah, that nigga was tight. He still is tight. Who knows? But thank you guys for joining us. If you have similar stories, let us know. Let us know, once again, different topics, different guests. We are open. Doors are open. All right. But as always, I am Janelle.
I am Amanda.
We thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode of Sess on Talk. Until next time.
Bye.